So what I wanted to just share with you was a five breath practice. Okay. A practice where we simply are thinking about, can we take one breath five times a day consciously? And, you know, if we can do that, that in itself is a meditation practice. That is a legitimate meditation practice that we can say, you know, I've got fantastic practice. My practice is going really well. Okay. This is my practice. Because practice is whatever you define it to be. If you bring that conscious awareness as, how am I going to practice? What am I going to practice? So what we're going to look at is this practice of just a breath. And because we're going to be practicing it in daily life, which has got a lot more momentum to it, just following the breath, as we often do within the mindfulness of breathing, may not be sort of strong enough to come back to. So it's not just going to be a following of the breath. This is going to be a taking a very conscious, quite deep breath. And the breath we're going to take is going to be a breath that starts in the belly. It moves up to the solar plexus and up into the kind of heart area. So see what happens when we just take one deep breath in that way. So we're taking a deep breath in, and then on the out breath, we're just really emphasizing just letting go. So we're thinking belly, solar plexus, upper chest, and then letting go. Sometimes I think of it out breath like a waterfall, just all coming out. So that's the first element, is just noticing that there's the possibility of a big breath, a big conscious breath. And then alongside the big conscious breath, we're going to have three things that we're going to use that breath for. We're going to either use it to help the body to be a bit more relaxed, or we're going to use it to tune in. Like this morning, we were looking at those three elements, the physical body, the emotional body, and the mental body. We can use that breath to tune in to what's going on emotionally. Can we, at will, when we develop this skill, we can tune in. If I say to you right now, what's the quality of emotion that's present right now for you? Is that something that's available to you right now? Probably not. But when we develop this skill, we develop a skill of really being able to, anxiety. So if I kind of tune in right now, how am I feeling? I think there's a sort of background, there's a bit of holding, physical holding in the solar plexus, and there is a little bit of slight numb anxiety just in the background. It's not very, very strong, but it's just there. And I'm noticing it's making me slightly breathless, just ever so slightly breathless there. So that ability to know what's happening, or it could be the emotional body is at rest. It's in neutral. There's no strong emotions, either positive emotion or difficult emotion. And to make it easy, someone said basically there's five emotions that everything else comes off that you can think of. It's glad, all the associations with contentment, happiness, anything to do with that, either a sense of glad, mad, anything to do with anger, irritation, it's a bit mad, bad, anything to do with guilt, shame, you know, those flavours, glad, mad, bad, sad, anything to do with sad, and afraid, fear. So those tend to be the five that we have in various different degrees. And then also, when you get really good at it, you can begin to think, well, there's about 30% mad, 40% sad, and about 10% glad. You know, you can actually become that aware of what's happening emotionally. And in doing that, when we know how we're feeling, we're much more able to respond to ourselves. When we lose it, it's when we've got a lot of sensory input on a physical level, on an emotional level, and on a thinking level, it's all got so collapsed that we're unaware of it, and then bang, we lose it in some way because it's all become too much. You know, so it goes pop. So the ability to be aware of and keep track of what's going on sensorially can really help as part of our mindfulness practice. So we can use the breath, the single breath, we can use it, yes, let's just see if I can connect with and see what's the emotional feeling right now that I can tune in with. Or we can use it to tune in with single breath and use it to tune in with our thoughts. What thought train am I on? Is it the Hogwarts Express? Is it the Express of Misery? Is it the Express of Blame? Is it the Express of Planning? What thought train am I on, if any? So we're going to sort of think about those three elements. And practice is about being clear what it is we're trying to practice. In terms of the different opportunities to have a single breath, there's lots of different possibilities. So you can link it up to things like, I'll always take a single breath, one of those single breaths, when I'm on the toilet. Okay, so we do that at least three times a day. So you could get your three, you could get three of the five in just on the toilet. Or you could get when you're brushing your teeth, when you're in the shower, when you're having a cup of tea, single breath, when you're waiting. We do a lot of waiting for our children, don't we? That's a great opportunity, a great place to take one of those breaths.